From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed Tuesday to set up a mechanism to observe a ceasefire in Syria. The agreement came at the end of 2 days of peace talks in Kazakhstan among representatives of the Syrian government and rebel groups. The three countries reiterated in their joint statement that the nearly 6-year civil war in Syria has no military solution and that negotiations under guidelines set up by a United Nations resolution are the only way to achieve peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the building of 2,500 new homes in the West Bank, most located in areas where settlers already live. The government says it approved the settlement expansion in response to the housing needs in the Beit El settlement near Ramallah and other areas. The Palestinians responded to the news by accusing Israel of defying international opposition to the settlements. Humanitarian agencies say they fear for the safety of Iraqi civilians in the western part of the city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Iraqi government reportedly has regained full control of eastern Mosul 100 days after military operations to oust Islamic State fighters from the city began. The government is now setting its sights on recapturing the western part of the city, and this is causing worry among humanitarian workers. The United Nations reports nearly half of all casualties from Mosul are civilians. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Britain's Supreme Court ruled 8-3 Tuesday that Parliament must approve plans to trigger the country's exit from the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May had wanted to use executive power to do that. This is VOA News.